Simply, this is she, and I want to give thanks for you connecting in this moment. And in this segment, we're going to talk about Inside Out. So it sounds a little bit like a Dr. Seuss book, Inside Out, Upside Down. What is possible when we work from the inside out is really profoundly beautiful. One, because we look inside, we see where we're not comfortable, and if we so do choose, we have the opportunity to make some adjustments. So then, as we move outward, we are more confident, we're more inspired, we're empowered, and we have this adoration for ourselves that no longer relies on anything external to make us feel good. So we are at this beautiful, beautiful transition on planet Earth, that this is becoming a conversation, that we have more compassion for one another. We are beginning to understand that we don't want to push one another to an extreme if we so do choose. And this, to me, is the sign of the evolution of the human species psyche, which is really exciting that this is upon us. So I hope for those that are seeing this bubble up that you're doing your part by connecting with what's going on internally and showing up the best you can in every moment for everyone around you. And that's how the ripples start to work. And bit by bit, things can shift and change as we look at the world a little bit differently. So today we're connecting with the inside, and I was really inspired by this recent article and video by this woman that decided to really just be herself and no longer feel compelled to have to make herself look a certain way. And that, to me, just makes me joyous to hear that people have an epiphany, and whatever their condition situation is, if they embrace who they are, then they can show up confidently and they don't have to try to hide something. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Right now, what I'd love for all of us to do is connect to a little Anne Heaton. We're going to jump. Today, we're going to play a little Truth and Dare, one of my favorite games as a little kid, and see if you're ready to dig a little deeper, come a little bit more into integrity, and dare yourself to be bold and move forward with something that is in alignment with your inner voice, yet maybe you haven't had the confidence to do so. So as you listen to beautiful Anne Heaton, think about where you would like to jump, and we will dive in when we return.
I to let go now. You say you gotta, or you'll never know. You say this time of frail beast, deep step made, and I'll come back with everything that we need. I've been up from the bottom, holding my breath tonight.
Jump. So this is a little fun introspection. Where are you ready to jump in your life? Where are you ready to come into alignment with your inner being and your external being? What inspired me today for this segment was this beautiful woman, Harnam Kaur, and she has a way about her physical body that grows hair on her face, on her chest. And this is, comes from a condition known as polycystic ovaries. That condition has been with her all her life, and she has tried to hide this condition by bleaching, by waxing, and finally she had this epiphany within her theological belief system, she Sikh, that she was to be one with who she is. And within that, there appeared to be a surrender, and now she has a beard, has hair on her chest, is a beautiful woman, and wears herself in her full identity versus trying to hide and feel the pressure from our social society. Now, what I find so beautiful about this is that I know many men and women that struggle with their identity. They might be the picturesque, quintessential, approved magazine model, yet their self-esteem doesn't exist there, and they might go through radical changes by going through plastic surgery and changes in their body to bring themselves into harmony with how they would like to feel. And that harmony is based on what they feel their exterior might need to look like. And that always saddens me, because really this love comes from the interior, and I know it's not easy to get to, and people can be really cruel, they can say mean things. However, I really encourage anyone and everyone that's listening, one, that you can practice kindness by really dropping judgment. If you find yourself ridiculing or thinking not nice thoughts about someone or being surprised, even if you get caught off guard and say something, retract it, apologize in your mind's eye, apologize if you said it out loud to them. If we hold that compassion, we can start to give people license just to be who they are, how they're comfortable being. And that makes it so much more fun if you're in a room with a bunch of people, it doesn't matter what they look like, but if they are them. This weekend I had a gathering with some friends, and one of the beautiful brothers that came in dressed in a way that was intended to give us a laugh and be humorous, and it was so much fun, and I was so happy that he had the confidence and inspiration to do so. So no matter how you want to show up in this world, do it, and do it with empowerment. And if for some reason you're doing it because you have a lack of self-esteem, you're not feeling good about yourself, then think twice about that. Really think about how you would like to express yourself. For example, if you've been on diets and trying to make your body look some way that it's not naturally going to be, really step back and say, wow, can I love my body the way it is? And I hope if you're inspired, you'll click on the link below, read about this beautiful woman, and see how wonderful she looks and how many people she's helping by just taking the stance. So right now we're going to connect with a little bit more of that truth or dare concept, and I would love for just a moment for you to close your eyes and connect to your heart center and take a deep breath and think about one aspect of yourself that no one knows about you, or you don't think they know about you, or something that you might not even know about yourself, something that you really want to have present in all aspects of your life, or you would like the opportunity to explore, or you haven't done in a long time and you're missing that aspect of yourself. And as you stand in your heart, just imagine bringing that energy forward and being that person, allowing that person to be present. Or if you don't even know who that is, welcome in the image, welcome in the remembrance of you. And in that imagination, imagine just letting go of all the things that constrain you, or the have-tos, or the shoulds, or the attempts to try to be something that you're not. And then take another deep, deep breath, and then I want you to imagine in this moment that you have the power within yourself to be that, to express yourself that way. Taking another deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. And then once you can imagine your mind's eye, that one area that you would like to bring yourself into alignment, into integrity with, one thing that you would like to stop masquerading around as because you feel it's necessary, whether it's coming into integrity in a relationship, at your office, whether it's coming into truth with self, just see yourself putting down the masks that no longer serve. And then gently as you breathe in and out, see if you're ready. If you're ready to create a little alchemy and fun for yourself. And if you're ready to take the dare. And the dare is to be you. As you contemplate that, we're going to listen to The Alchemist, a beautiful song by Ann Heaton. Now that you're ready to jump, maybe you'll remember that you're the creator of your reality.
You have been fighting it with medicine. You have been fighting it by talking to friends. You have been fighting you
being in this moment and remembering that we don't need anything external. And so you might say, well, how am I going to get there? I'm not fully empowered. I don't love myself yet. I don't feel confident. I keep feeling I have to be a certain way to be accepted, for people to like me, for people to love me. And so I ask you to ask yourself, what do you love about yourself? What do you cherish about yourself? What do you remember that you do really well? And what and how do you like to show up and be in the world? Forgetting anything external, forgetting any infeeds from media, forgetting any desire or jealousy or envy or confusion around what's been placed in front of you. And then with that being said, are you ready? Are you ready for the dare? And this is a fun one. The dare can be anything you want, but all I ask you to consider is that if you can do it with loving self, if you can take the dare to express yourself as you, not worrying about anything other than expressing yourself in a beautiful, holistic way, meaning nothing that's going to cause you any pain or agony or suffering, but allow yourself to just be wherever you are right now in this moment in space and express you. If you want to wear a wild outfit, wear that wild outfit. If you're tired of dressing a certain way, then stop doing that and go to the store and get something that is different, or look in your closet and find something that you've forgotten about. And as you do that, whatever that expression is, or if you want to go experience something that you've never done before, or if you want to spend some time with yourself first to figure out what that is, that's a great place to start. And then just let go of all the charades, all the pretending, the posing. Let go of the masks. If you're tired of wearing makeup, wash it off. If you're tired of wearing a bra, stop wearing it. If you don't want to wear suits anymore, don't wear the suit. Just think about really who you are. And beyond these external things that we put on our body, then take it a little further. And think about how you want to share yourself and be in the world, and where the hindrances are, where you've been holding yourself back. So like this beautiful young woman, it was the hair on her body that was holding her back. And once she allowed it to be there, she could be free. If you're a compulsive dieter, maybe if you stop dieting, then you're free. If you feel you have to look a certain way, maybe when you let go of that constraint, you're free to be you. And then the evolution begins. It's a journey, it's discovery, it's a remembrance of what it feels like. And it's so interesting, out of all the species on the planet, the human species have the most beautiful opportunity on so many levels to understand their consciousness, to evolve, to honor their experience as a human being. Yet they have the greatest identity crisis out of all the species on the planet, meaning that they're not sure. There's doubt, there's indecision. However, if we take time to think, wow, you know, the bear in the wood isn't confused about being a bear, and he doesn't feel like he has to alter himself to look like a fox. Now, does he? So what about it within you is ready to come into truth as to what it means for you to be you? given that we are having the opportunity to express ourselves in so many different ways, how can you come into that alignment with self and do it with self-love? And what does it look like? So how are you going to get there? Well, first, play around with it. As I mentioned, some simple topical things, but those are just really icing on top of the cake that you are. So think about where you really have those constraints within self, and think about starting to let those go. Letting go of the shoulds, letting go of the have-tos. And if you're trying really hard to be in one place and it's not so easy and it feels uncomfortable, you might want to migrate someplace else and see what happens. So how we're going to end out this segment is I want you to, if you're inspired to, take a moment and just be. And your practice to embody inside out is to maybe in the next day, 2 days, week, month, ask yourself every time you go do something, is this coming from the inside or is this coming from the outside? For example, am I putting this outfit on because I feel this is how I should look? Or this is how I want to look? This is what I want to wear? Am I eating this food because it's been suggested to me to eat this through mass media? Or am I eating this food because I feel my body needs to look a certain way? What food do I really want to eat? Do I want to be in wellness? And if I do, how can I get there more naturally? Asking yourself if you're having a thought that's not helping in the growth. Asking yourself, why am I having this thought? How can I transform it? What do I need to do to support me through this? So by starting to ask these questions, then you're going to start to see where you would like to come into alignment with self. And then the dare is just to dare you to step out of your comfort zone. And when you step out of that self-imposed comfort zone, you're going to feel great freedom. And allowing yourself to be in your freedom, comfortable with who you are, and being that in every moment. So as you contemplate that and you explore that, just be easy with yourself. Simple, easy, easy steps that will get you closer and closer to expressing from the inside out and loving from the inside out. Then the world, the results is the world around you starts to shift. And the people that you want to hang out with, the people that see and love you for who you are, show up. And it's this beautiful, beautiful alchemy that occurs. We're going to sign out with one more song. This was co-created with Ann Heaton. It's called Loving From Within. This song was inspired by She, and it's a love letter to self. If you're inspired, see if you can remember how to love you and express it to the world around you. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, full heart, big smile, and a namaste. Thank you.